what is all the hype around what sugars to buy? You have raw and you have just different variations of sugar. So talk about, you know, the clarification on these different sugars and what it does in your body.
Sugar is, to me, the elephant in the living room in the American diet. Well, maybe more countries than ours, but this is where I live. We don't like to talk about it because nobody wants to give it up. And when you look at how it actually acts in the body, it does tend to act a little bit more like a drug than it does a food. It kind of wildly disrupts your balance of glucose and insulin because there's not a lot of digestion that needs to go on with a highly refined product like that. And it has no nutritive qualities except for just carbohydrates. And it tends to give you a nice whoosh, buzz up, and followed by no sustainable energy and then kind of a crash down. And you can really see that in children. So a lot of people are like, oh, well, I'm going to make my stuff with honey, or I'm going to buy my bars made with agave, or I only put raw sugar in my coffee or whatever they're doing. And the unfortunate truth is that they all contain fructose, which is a sugar. It's the table sugar is one molecule of glucose and one molecule of fructose, and it has a bond, and your body breaks it down immediately when you eat it. And it's the fructose part that's a little difficult. And a man that did some amazing work on this is Dr. Robert Lustig. He's an endocrinologist that specializes in pediatric obesity. And he found that, well, first of all, to put it in context, the amount of fructose that we eat has just been growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. When I do the lecture on sugar in my class, I show a chart of, and we're up to about 195 pounds per person per year of sugar in any form, doesn't matter what form. Now, the thing is, not only is it kind of disruptive for your metabolism and keeping your glucose and insulin balanced, and they've linked it now to cardiovascular disease and certain cancers and blah, 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 and of course type 2 diabetes and obesity. But Dr. Lustig has also kind of pointed out that it turns off the hormone leptin, which is what tells your body whether you're satiated or not. So you can have it and have it and have it and have it and not feel like you ate anything. That's particularly true if you're drinking sugar like in soda pop. So I do like to buy maple syrup and honey and some of those alternative sugars. But the reason I buy them is not because I'm going to be healthier. I buy them myself because I like how they're produced. It's a little simpler. I understand the production better. Certainly, I understand it better than something like high fructose corn syrup. And also, I find they have more flavor notes in them. Like maple syrup actually has a flavor to it, whereas the powder of white sugar is just sort of zing, sweet, right? So that's why I would use them. But health-wise, it's all about quantity, nothing else, just how much are you having?